All right. Well, good morning, Trailhead. So blessed to be here. So we are in a message series titled On the Line. Some of you may have a question. What does that mean? Well, obviously, we themed it out with a football theme just to be fun, and it is football season. If you are an Ohio State fan, I have friends visiting, people. I've got friends visiting. I'm just catering to their needs, okay? They subjected me to a full game of Ohio State last night, so I'm just giving them mad props. So we've got my good friends, Pastors Josh and Angie Pennington from Ohio. They're in town, and so we're thankful that they're here. So I told him that he was not allowed to preach unless he wore a Duke jersey. And for you Tar Heel fans, he refused. He refused. Whatever. So I'm excited, though, to be at church. I'm excited that we have this opportunity to get into God's Word. And in getting in God's Word, the on-the-line message makes more sense because you realize the impact that that message has, that this isn't about good versus evil. This is about life and death. And we are in a battle, and we know it's a spiritual battle, and we are on the line, and we need to be prepared in and out of season all the time. We need to know that we're on the line. We're not on the sideline, we're on the line. And when you're on the line, you better know what you're doing. You better know what the Word of God says, because the Word of God is what? This is our sword. This is what we should be using to fight the battle. We know in Proverbs 18:21, it says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Well, I guess what? I want to use God's word when I'm speaking it out. I want to actually know what I'm saying. I want to be prepared. I want to be equipped. So where does that happen? Well, one of those places that can happen is right here at church. And so I'm a champion of church. I love church because I grew up in it, and I know the benefit of it. I know the benefit of having good soldiers in Christ along beside you, with you, alongside you, as we move forward in this life. And so I love to champion church. I love to express the feelings of team and what that means. Man, I love good brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm standing out in the lobby, and I'm with my friends, and I'm standing beside one of them, beside Angie, and I said, Angie, see that person over there? I won't call him out. I said, I love that person. I said, when things go bad sometimes, I think, but I've got that person. I've got that person who can lock arms with me and pray with me. We can believe for God to do mighty and great things. Boy, that is such comfort when you are a Christian. So that's why I love church. I love community. I love being able to know that someone beside me is willing to basically go deeper, to get to that level to say, I'm gonna support you, that deeper level of support, that deeper level of commitment to say, I'm in it. I'm in the game with you. I'm not just gonna cheer you from the sideline and wave and then go home and do my own thing. No, I wanna cry with you in the locker room. I want to build you up. I want to give you God's word of what God's word says. Man, that's what's so wonderful about the name of Jesus. You know, the first layer of being a Christian is knowing how much Jesus loves you. When you know how much Jesus loves you, then you're able to love others. When you're able to love others, you're able to build them up. And that's why it's important that you come to church, that you're a part of that. You know, we know that in Matthew chapter 18 through 20, it says, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. Man, relationship is so important. Boy, is it ever. You know, there's so much emphasis and importance put on relationships. Throughout the Word of God, we see all sorts of great relationships. In the very beginning, you see this relationship with God and Enoch. This idea of God just said, hey, I'm tired of walking with you here on this earth. I'm just going to take you with me and put you up in heaven with me. You see relationship with like Elijah and Elisha. You see Paul and Timothy, David and Jonathan. Relationships like this are important. Relationships where you see that iron sharpens iron. We see it in Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. What a beautiful picture that we have. Here at church, our motive is to help you perform at your peak. We have spiritual opportunities all the time, and we always want you to be involved in those moments where you can have the growth that you need. We don't want you to be insufficient, because I have teenagers. Boy, I love my teenage boys. Oh, they're so much fun. Yes, pump it up. That's what they do, right? They're so proud. Teenagers, I love them. Cohen knows. Oh, he just shook his head like, no, this is not. Cademan's like all positive. Yes. Cohen goes, no, he's about to use us as an illustration. Cohen knows. Cohen, I love you. I think you're the best. But you know, what's funny is I'll be on the couch and I'll hear them behind me say, Dad, I'm hungry. I have a refrigerator. I have a pantry closet full of food. My wife actually has no limitations on what snacks are or aren't. Everything is a snack in my house. And so when you open up my cabinet, I don't have one box of cereal. I don't have two boxes of cereal. I have 10 boxes of cereal. I don't have one bag of chips. I have all the chips. All sizes. Doesn't even matter. We have them all. And then when I hear my child say, I'm hungry, I think, what are you? What is wrong with you? You can do things. We have a microwave. Man, oh man. It blows my mind when I think, I'm not doing what I should be doing. I haven't shown them the kitchen. I haven't shown them the oven. I haven't shown them the microwave. Thankfully, my youngest boy I love it. There's something about him that just is so precious to me. I came home yesterday, and he's making a homemade pizza on top of the oven in a skillet. He has made the dough. He has done it. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, if I've got one. It was like Gideon in the army. I thought, if I've got one, here he was, right? As the pastor of this church, I look out to you in the same way. I want you to know where the kitchen is. I want you to know where the pantry is, how to operate the oven, how to operate the microwave. I want you to know God's word lives and dwells inside of you, and I want you to be aware of the authority that you have as a Christian to speak to your mountains and say, hey, I don't see a mountain. It's gone, because I know the power that's within me through the power of the Holy Spirit and what God's called me out to do, that we are to be instruments for noble purpose. And so that's what I love about God's word. God's word equips us. So where do you hear God's word? Well, you can hear God's word in your house, obviously. But one of the places I love hearing it is here at church. I love hearing it from brothers and sisters in Christ, and I find this is a really important place to be. This is a place where we unite. This is a place where we get our instructions. This is a place where we can serve. I find it important, and I love it. I love God's word. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, it says, "But the people who know their God shall stand firm and take action." This is the place where we can use our gifts and abilities, where we can practice a little bit on our gifts and abilities and take them out into the world. I love giving people opportunities. You know, when I see God's word living and dwelling through us and in us, I see the victory that we begin to have over our situations. I begin to see where when we're on the line, we're seeing success. That we're seeing the battle being won. I find that here at church, When I see people rise up and say, I want to grab the vision that God's placed upon, the mandate that's placed upon this church, I want to be a part of that. Boy, it just gives me so much joy. It gives me so much peace. I go, they see it. And we can see the impact of reaching people from the mountains to the sea, that we want to help people find a better way. That's what it's all about. And so I want to increase our faith through God's word. Your level of faith is directly related to the degree of God's word dwelling in your heart. So we want to impact you full of God's word. We don't want you to go out insufficient or unstable. We want you to know God's word and it's overflowing out of you so that you know that whatever you're about to face, that you're not alone. You've got God. And you also have brothers and sisters in Christ that are helping you and backing you up. And it's beautiful and it's so wonderful. We have a friend, he'll be here with us next week. His name's Reverend Tony Cook, and he's got this book titled In Search of Timothy. And inside this book is so many good things about being instruments for noble purpose and to grab a hold of the calling that God's placed in your life, that unique design that he's created in you, that you can discover it. And I love this book. It's one of my favorite. Well, years ago, they were having a Bible study here within the church with this book. And in this book, there's some key little phrases. Well, this book belongs to someone within this church. And they let me borrow it this past week. They said, I've got some great highlighted notes in here. And I thought you could use it. And I said, thank you. This is Mark Schmidt's book. Mark and Linda Schmidt, they've been coming to our church for, I think, we narrowed it down. There was a phase in our life during COVID that somehow 2 years escaped from reality, and we don't know how many years we've been around on this earth, but we believe they've been here for 6 years now, and they are near and dear to me because of their heart and their servant heart within this house, and it's so beautiful. But I'm going to show you his testimony in just a second, but he said, feel free to use my highlighted notes. And so he's got this book highlighted all through, and I came across this, and I thought, this is a beautiful thing that's near and dear to me. And it says, many of today's leaders face the same challenges. They are searching for divinely assigned people to partner with them to help them carry out the vision they have received. And what Mark and Linda both have done is they came to me in the very beginning and they said, here I am, send me, use me, whatever it is. And what many of you don't know about Mark is this house that you're sitting in right here was built by the hands of Mark. You may say, well, hold on, there's other people involved. Absolutely. Mark was an individual that was just sold out to the fact of knowing that God called him and said, hey, do anything and everything, whatever it is. It got to the point the construction workers that were here would say, hey, Mark, can you go do this? And Mark would look at him kind of funny and go, well, if Pastor Josh wants me to do it, I'll do it. And so then he would come and find me and say, do you want me to do this? I said, yeah, sure. If you want to do it, do it. But what was beautiful was is that Mark did everything in this house. And he did it with a heart of knowing what God had placed upon his life to do. And he said, here I am, send me. And I want you to watch this testimony and see the impact of saying, here I am, send me, and how it changes the lives of everyone and the importance of that. And you don't even know the magnitude of what Mark has done and Linda has done in this house. But when you see this video, you'll recognize what God can do from the small to the tall and the impact, the spiritual impact upon people's lives. So please, let's watch that video.
So I was in a men's Bible study group, and we were going through the book of In Search of Timothy. And I thought what was so amazing about that was listening to how they talked about how Timothy had a real heart to serve Paul. And I was thinking, wow, I'm kind of kind of struggling and trying to figure out right now, is my purpose to serve here at Trailhead Church, you know, on this warehouse project, this vision? And then all of a sudden, I just felt God speaking to me. And that was through this study where it talked about how God was in search of people who had the willingness and the heart to serve and get behind the leadership and the vision of the church. God was telling me, saying to me, you know, I think you have a heart for this. And then it nailed it when he said, pastors are too. It's like, I remember, yeah, Josh came and asked me, you want to do this? I need someone to kind of help lead on how all this garbage is supposed to get out here. So then, that's what really spoke to me. That, because I had already started serving at the warehouse, you know, I was sweeping and stuff like that. But it was confirmation for me, those two things that spoke to me of, this is why I'm here. Rob and I would walk through the floor and we kind of look at each other and smile in the morning. We'd go, this is weird. It's like we're in a bubble. It's like we felt so much joy, you know, and Rob says, it just must be God. And, you know, because there was all these projects that were so daunting. And I go, for me, I just look at it as, God bless me for the time I'm retired. So whether a project's gonna take, say, a whole month, I can just look at it as, that's not huge. I can look at it as, it's just time. When Linda and I were painting the Trailhead logo down at the loading dock, Pastor Josh and Dave came over, and Pastor Josh said to Dave, hey, look at those walls with the brick borders and the keystones. And I was like, and Pastor Josh said to Dave, hey, wouldn't murals look great up there? And I was thinking to myself, oh yes, this is awesome, you know? And so then Pastor Josh said, well, we could have Mark do that. Then Linda reacted and she said, he's afraid of heights. And Pastor Josh said, he'll be okay. We'll have him wear a safety harness. And so then Linda looked at me and I said, yeah. I go, I'd love to do that. Then the next day I thought, what in the world was I thinking? I'm only comfortable at 12 feet. And then I remembered God promised me that no matter what the challenge was, that he would give me everything I needed to accomplish that challenge. When I was on the lift painting the mural, I had received a call that my father had passed away. And in that moment, it was the most amazing feeling. God just wrapped his arms around me. And he just blessed me with a memory of my father. My dad taught me how to do basically a mural with this graph method. It could have been so easy for me to just felt so distraught and go home. But instead, you know, God is taking me and wrapping his arms around me and making me just feel like, no, this is a wonderful memory of your father. Enjoy your day. Enjoy painting the mural. And I did every day from then on. So each day as I continued with this joy and I'm painting this mural and I'm thinking to myself, you know, find a better way, Trailhead Church. What a beautiful message to our community. You know, to think that God has blessed me with an opportunity. It isn't so much about the mountains that anchor this message, but it's the message itself to bring so much hope to our community that hopefully they'll one day experience what I experienced, that God's arms are always there to wrap around you. And God is also there to, all you have to do is just ask, and he'll bless you with the most unique and amazing opportunity of your life.
Mark and Linda will always be near and dear to my life. Just their commitment to see the vision through, to know the impact of what God can do. And I love that even in what they're serving, and that God was able to speak to them and bring them peace and love and just settle Mark with the notion of, or not notion, but the knowing that God's got you. And that's what the church is all about. That when we come together, when we come together with one mind and one accord, that God's got us, that God protects us. And when he brings us together, he knits us together in a way that we function on another level of on the line, a level where God brings in all the talent, all the gifts. He gives exactly what we need at the right, like the right perfect time. I can't imagine that years ago when we started this, without having the men and women being a part of this vision. I can't imagine starting this. I looked at one of the little girls here this morning and I looked at my friend and I said, see that little girl? Her family were the very first visitors at our church and they're still here. And I said, and watching her dance around and cheer is just so precious to me, to see the families and how we're raising our children up in a house where they're gonna know that they're loved. Because again, when you know that you're loved by Jesus, you're able to love others. And that's what this world needs right now. They need Jesus. And that's where you learn it, is here at church. My encouragement for everyone here this morning is to not walk, you can't walk out of here today without knowing that Jesus loves you. So I wanna give you that opportunity. So I'm gonna ask that all of us just bow our heads and close our eyes. If you don't know Jesus and you wanna know who Jesus is in your life, I want you to raise your hand when I count to three. If you don't know Jesus, I wanna pray with you this morning. Jesus loves you so much. Jesus cares for you. Jesus wants to put people alongside of you that will fight the battle on the line. If that's you this morning, raise your hand. One, two, three. Do you want to know him? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to ask that everyone stand to their feet. Now I'm going to ask Miss Christian to come up. There's a lot of children's hands. We knew it was going to happen. You know, I'm excited. No. Down here. My wife, Anna. Katie, come on up here. I want us to just worship for a little bit here this morning. But as we do, if you raise your hand and you want to know who Jesus is in your life, as we worship this morning, I'd love for you to come down. We want to pray with you. We want to pray with you, come in agreement. So if that's you, come down, all right? If you need someone to come with you, grab their hand and say, hey, will you come with me? If you got a little tug going on, and take them down with you. Walk with them, all right? So make that happen. So let's worship here this morning, and let's lead some people to the Lord, all right? Let's do it. Let's just worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Caught up Jesus, you know me. Lord, we thank you for these little ones. God, we thank you for this house. Lord, that this morning, Lord, that you are equipping us. Lord, you're preparing us. God, we know that in Ephesians chapter 6, you tell us, Lord, that there is good news, and the good news is so that we will be fully prepared. God, we thank you, Lord, as we go out this week and we are on the line, God, that we speak your word. Lord, that we put on the full armor of God. Lord, that we know that you are for us and not against us. God, I thank you right now, God, that you are watching us. Lord, that you love us and that, Lord, that we can love others. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we praise you, we honor you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You guys can have a seat. If at the end of service here and you need prayer for anything at all, we have a prayer room. My left, your right, those double doors back there, and we've got some amazing care and prayer people that would love to pray with you, come in agreement with you. So don't leave today without finding someone. If you need prayer, we want to go into battle with you, okay? So make that happen. Now, guys, we've got some amazing things planned for this afternoon. So no one just start, don't run off, okay? Stick around for a while, meet some people. That's really, really important. What's that, Lincoln? Oh, gosh. These guys again.
I'm going to have to call a delay of game, sir.
Delay of game.
You have delayed the game?
Delay of game.
I think our music specialists
heard. I don't know who's in charge anymore.
All right.
Me or the refs.
It's about time to get this party started. I know I was looking, you know, last week Adam helped me. He went a little overboard. Okay, we all know. NWO shirt. Like, that's not what we're doing here. So I told him to tone it down. I was trying to find him, though. He's supposed to help me. Has anyone seen him around? See, okay, he's coming out. All right, cool. Well, we'll get this started. All right. You can just lay those right over here. Thank you, sir. Just right here in the middle.
What are
you, right here.
Okay, right what? There.
What's happening right now?
We're about to play a game. We're on the lawn.
The field. What kind of field is this? What is wrong with you?
I don't know, but it's well manicured. Very well done, whoever took it.
It is. It's very
fantastic.
True.
Hey, fantastic.
Whatever. All right, let's get it set up.
Where go? Okay.
I guess that's what it is.
That's what you said, turn it up. I turned it up.
Every time.
It got turned.
All right. Well, we got you split into sections, okay? Just like last week, if you were at home and you're sitting on the left, then you are blue today. If you're sitting on the right, then you're red. And balcony, you guys are green. So we're going to ask you to cheer, all right? You're going to have to. Let me hear some examples, all right? Let's go. Bring it up. All right. Pretty good. But I will tell you this, that the level of your cheering may impact who wins, okay? Because in a second, we're going to call up some volunteers. But I want you to know that for the winning section, we do have as much candy as you can take, okay? All right. I just want to get that out there. So today's game is going to require the contestants to be pretty active, all right? So before you volunteer, I want you to know that you're going to have to do some dancing, all right? That's all I'm going to hint at. But before you volunteer, I want you to be comfortable getting up on stage and doing some dancing. All right. So let's go with the blue section. Give me a volunteer right here. All right, come on up. All right, red, give me a volunteer. I got people pointing. All right, hey. Sorry. All right, green, I can't hardly see you, but somebody give me a volunteer up there that really wants to dance, wants to get it all out there.
All right, let's go green.
Let's go
green.
Who
wants to dance?
We got one, anybody? All right, they're coming down. I think we got it. All right. Yes. Thank you for your help, Pastor Josh. So we are going to ask you to get inside the tent.
Yeah, inside
to get started.
The tent.
There is an Lord, opening
Pastor
right
Josh
on the
will out, assist
on
you
the backside.
So inside the tent. Don't worry. We can't see anything.
It's true. All right.
We're
waiting
on
green. All right. In a moment, we're going to ask you to pop out of the tent as soon as I blow the whistle and give us your best touchdown dance. All right? We have all seen everything from the simple spike to a fully choreographed team event. All right? So it's totally up to you. But whatever dance you choose may be the winner for your entire section. All right? So it's all on you.
That's true. No all the pressure. No pressure.
All right. Do we have our contestant? They're coming. We should have called
first. Here she comes.
I didn't call the balcony first.
Huh?
Should have called the balcony
first. Well, I know we should have called the balcony first, but we didn't.
You're the one that confused me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With your bling.
I was too busy being awesome.
It's true.
You were.
I mean, look at that belt.
You got to work that. You think this is easy?
I don't.
It's not easy.
All right. So let's give them a chance to cheer for their section right now. All right. Let me hear the blue section.
Blue section.
Get those posters up. That's right. All right. I'm going to go green next. Let me hear the cheers from the green section. All right.
Green needs to work harder because they're farther away.
There are less of you and you are far away. You should be hoarse by the time this thing is over. All right. Let's hear the red section. All right. They're all ready.
All ready.
Everyone is set and ready. Yes. All right, I'm going to move this.
Here, go.
So, when I blow this whistle, don't come out yet, everyone. Don't come from around. When I blow this whistle, you just scored a touchdown, and you are as excited. This is the first touchdown you've ever scored in your career, okay? You are so excited. Okay, on your mark. Get set. Yeah! Let's hear it. Cheer for him.
There it is. All right.
Let's give it a countdown. 5, 4, you got any last moves this moment? 3, 2, 1. All right.
Well, wow.
That was impressive.
That was something.
We picked correctly.
That was like Rudy and every other football movie you can think of.
We are Marshall, specifically.
I'm moved.
I am.
I'm moved.
Tears almost came out.
Little Giants?
Little Giants. I'm moved. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to do the cheer thing. I want to hear from your section. It may impact our choice.
It might.
So
we're easily bullied. So
yeah, it's true. Easily influenced. All right, so we got green, blue, and red, right?
Right? Red.
All right, so let's hear from the red section. I'm impressed with the longevity.
All right. There was like intensity.
They were like, we're not going to just not.
I
just
was a little
thing.
Afraid. There was some fear in there. All right. Now, balcony, you got to work hard. All right. You got your teammate out here. They're doing the water sprinkle thing.
I just showed my age.
It's okay. Hey, I'm with you. That gets extra points. So I pulled my back just getting my kid out of the car seat today. So that wins points today. All right. All right. So.
All right.
Green, let's hear it.
Hey, you know what? They represented for you. I'll say they brought it.
All right.
Last section.
And last but not least, wait. Don't wear yourself out already.
No points for early.
All right, blue, let's hear it.
I have to be honest. All right, I think we have a clear winner. So we're gonna have to give it to blue.
Big blue! But let's hear it for green and red.
Thank you guys so much.
Bringing it. All right.
I think that's it.
That's it?
So on the way out, they will have some candy for all of you kids in the blue section here. Please get that. And we did it.
All right, party hard.
And all right, you want to close us out? You want
us to give the dishes?
We are finished. Food is on the way out. Bounce houses, go for it. Thank you all for being here. Have a great Sunday.